Hi everyone, it's September 19th, 2019, and this is our first call in the opening series. So happy to see you here, whether you are here live on the call or you are listening to the recording afterwards. And oh my goodness, I am so excited about today's call. I've been teaching the material from the opening series for many, many years. And despite that, let me see, I just want to make sure that everyone is muted. Okay. There we go. And even though I've been teaching it for so many years, I spend a good chunk of the morning just meditating on this material, thinking about each of you, because this material that we're going to go through today has the power to change everything for you in your company and in your world. So did a lot of playing with that material this morning. So the very first thing we're going to do, and this is the way we almost always begin our calls. And if you're new to our community, this might be a surprise to you. We practice this at Story Freedom. The very first day in the afternoon. So our best words, our best stories, and therefore that empowering story for our company doesn't come from all the junk and the clatter. It comes from the silence. And so about a year and a half ago in this community, we started beginning our calls in that place of silence. And so if you are multitasking, if you can, please put aside whatever else it is you're doing. If you are driving, please pull over. And we're going to begin today's call in Shavasana. And if you're not in a place where you can lie down somewhere, then you can do a seated meditation. That's fine. And if that isn't possible, you can just listen. But the best thing to be able to do, we do this for a few minutes at the beginning of the call, and it changes how we come to the call. It changes what we get out of it. It changes everything when we do this practice weekly. If you can be in a place where you're just lying down. And sometimes people have their videos on for this, sometimes off, doesn't matter to me. Later on in the call, once we're finished Shavasana, really great if you haven't already, to turn your video on, because it's a practice to focused intentionality. Can I just focus on one thing only? And when I do that, I gain so much more. I'm able to do so much more. It's like trying to say the, when we're multitasking, it's like trying to count and say our alphabet at the same time. 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D, 5. Pretty soon we get lost. If we just count and then we just say the alphabet, we do so much better. Multitasking is a myth. We're actually code switching. So Shavasana is a practice that teaches that intense one-pointed focus. And as entrepreneurs, it's a required skill. If we want an empowering story, whether we're on stage or we are networking or whatever it is we're doing, we want that focused intentionality. So we're going to begin in Shavasana. And here's what Shavasana is. It's final relaxation pose in a yoga class. And all that means is you're lying on your back. Place some support beneath your head, whatever you've got around you today. If you can grab a pillow or a folded blanket, just so that the chin is not up higher than the forehead. When the chin is up high, that makes the mind busy. So let the chin be lower. You can even take the hands and extend out through the back of the neck so that the head and the forehead and the chin are at least level. Lying on your back, you can bend your knees and take the hands and actually take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. So make space through that low back. Often we have a huge wow through the low back. Make space through the low back and then extend one heel out and then the other, and then let the legs relax. Let the baby toes fall to the floor. Let the rest of the toes follow. And if your low back isn't comfortable, then place the legs up on a height. It might be a chair in your office. It might be the sofa in your living room. It might be your desk chair. Or you could put a rolled blanket beneath the thighs. But let yourself be comfortable. This practice teaches many things on multiple levels. I'll just show you little pieces of it as we practice through the year. But one of the things it teaches is not to tolerate stuff that's in the way. Stuff that's in the way is my back isn't comfortable. Stuff that's in the way is that my chin is up and my mind is busy. So we pay attention to the details, the nuance of what our body is doing. We start to listen into ourselves And then we have that capacity to listen to another, to see the nuance of what's going on, to listen to our world so much better. And from that, our stories emerge. So you're lying just on your back. And for a moment, just dig your elbows into the floor to lift and open the chest. So often we do computer slouch throughout our day. We don't realize how much energy that leaks. Again, dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center, and then release the arms to the earth. Let the arms be in a low V, palms up position. So arms are straight, about 30 degrees away from the body. They make a V from the body. And then if you haven't already, let your eyes close softly. Just let go. Let the whole body release to the earth. Arms relaxed. Legs relaxed. Soften the palms of the hands. Can you place your focused attention there? Let the palms be soft. When we're relaxed, the fingers naturally curl. What are your fingers doing? Just notice. Relax, letting that sense of relaxation move from the hands to the forearms, the upper arms and shoulders. Relax the neck and throat. Soften the face. Soften the eyes. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, allowing the mind to become quiet. And watch the breath. Become curious about the breath, like with the curiosity of a child. What do you notice about the breath right now? Have you noticed the breath today at all? Have you paused to notice this gift of life? Notice it now. Where's the breath now? Is it high in the chest or low in the belly? Is it deep or shallow? Ragged or smooth? Notice. Feel the breath. Can you watch the breath without needing to change it at all? Just see what is. Observe. If any thoughts arise, as thoughts will, it's the nature of thought. Gently, without judgment, let them go. That's unimportant right now. You can return to them later. Let your focus be one-pointed, focused only on the breath. And let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. And letting go of this short shavasana as easily as you began it. No holding on to what was, it's already passing away. To come out of shavasana, it begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on your torso, feel the breath. Bend the knees. Slowly roll onto your right side, Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Can you be in this in-between place without hanging on to what was or rushing into what will be? Just be here. Softly open the eyes. Keeping the gaze toward the floor, use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. And then come join our virtual circle. And if your video is not on right now, turn your video on. It can be on or off, like it, whatever you want for the first piece. And then always, whenever you can, video on. So we train that one-pointed focus. And it's as close as we can get in this wonderful connected world of ours to all being in the same room as many of us were just last week. A week ago. Yes, a week ago. So welcome. Today's call is the first in the opening series. It's called Effortless Business, How to Have Magic on Your Side. Effortless Business, How to Have Magic on Your Side. And we're going to talk about and enact some very specific things to really make it easy. What if it could just be easy? What if it could just be fun? What if we didn't have to work so hard? And we got not just the same, but better results. So that's our aim today in kicking off this opening series. And I want to begin. We're going to welcome our new members in just a moment. So excited to see you here. But we're going to begin because we're still in that energy of Shavasana. What did you notice here? What did you love? And what we focus on expands. There might have been 99 things that you didn't like. Maybe you had to stop what you were doing. Maybe you're driving and you had to pull over. Maybe your mind was busy. Oh, that could have been a 99 things or 199 or 9,999. Something was beautiful. We train our minds to focus there because then that's what the world becomes. What did you love here? What stays with you from this practice? Let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love? Just a sentence or two.
I'll go ahead.
I saw Mary Kay's hand first, and then I saw Tracy. So Mary Kay, go ahead. And then you, Tracy.
Well, right at the bottom of the breath of breathing, there's a pause of silence. It's easy to access silence right there as at the bottom of when you exhale.
Oh, beautiful notice. And this point at the end of the breath, for the yogis, it's like this... My editor is going, don't say it. You know, that voice inside that says, you know, that tries to stop us saying like, don't say this. I'm actually, what am I going to do? Am I going to share it with you? Yes, of course I am. Because if I train that, I can't suggest that you do that and not do it myself. It's like this moment of a mini death, right? We don't know. One breath will be our last someday. We breathe out and we trust that another breath is coming. And at that bottom, there's a place, there's a pause. And yes, there's a depth of silence. And I didn't teach you this at Starry Freedom, and we're leaping right in here because of the nuance of Mary Kay's comment. That was a really profound comment. And some of you might go, what are you talking about? That's okay. Don't worry about it. If that's you, it's okay. You're in the right place. It's a really profound comment. And Shavasana in yoga classes for beginners, we say that's a final relaxation pose. But the literal translation from Sanskrit, it means corpse pose. We don't usually tell beginners that because they run away. It's like, what do you want us to do? But the depth of stillness, the depth of silence, and we find it right at the end of that breath. And we need to let go all the time. We walk onto stage and people don't take us the way we wanted to. You got to let go. We're in a strategy session, or we're having a conversation with a potential client and they don't say what we want. We got to let go. There's all these moments of an utter letting go, and that base of the breath, the yogis pay a lot of attention to. And we build breathwork practices that are built on Shavasana and that take years and years of training, but we can start it the very first day by just noticing that we're breathing. And at Story Freedom, we're talking about our tongue glued to the roof of our mouths. And so many hands go up. It's like, oh, I'm leaking energy all over the place. And then I don't have it for my mission. I don't have it for my work. And so what if instead I can pay attention? And if I can be in that place of that pause, not worried about whether the next breath is coming, I can be in that place of whatever's happening in my business, not so worried, not so caught up about what's going on. Shavasana teaches many things. That's one of them. Can't teach them all in one class, but your observations of whatever that experience was for you allows us to build. And I suggest that you all begin your day with Shavasana, just 5 minutes, and watch your world change. And it will change in multiple ways. You might not be aware of right at the beginning. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. I've been given probably hundreds, maybe thousands of practices from my teachers over the years. This one I've practiced every day, missing very few days since 2006, and for sporadically, not every day, for many, many years before that. I wouldn't give you something if I didn't think it was really, really powerful. So thank you, Mary Kay. At the bottom of the breath, there's a special place that we can pay attention to. Yes, there is. Beautiful. Tracy, and also, see, that could go to Tracy's editor. It's like, what did I just say? It's like, it felt nice. Perfect, Tracy. Whatever you have to say, it's perfect. And in case I caught some of your editors too. Tracy, what did you notice? What did you love?
Oh, it was so relaxing. I have to tell you that I'm at my daughter's house right now, and she's just moving in this house. So I went from outside on the patio down here to a room that I know that's not being used, and closed the door so I could be to myself. And oh, it was wonderful. Wonderfully relaxing. It felt really good.
I love that, Tracy. So beautiful. And the yoga practice and Shavasana can be exactly that. We just shut the door, and then whatever else is going on outside our world, we have this place where we can go inward and create a whole different world that comes from inside us. That's very much connected with the material for today. I shut the door. It doesn't matter all of what's happening around me. This is the world that I'm creating, very much connected with what we're doing. And Shavasana itself does that. And then setting up our space for Shavasana is important as well. And so we practice it here. Only started doing that on these calls. The community's been in place for 9 years or so. Coming up 10 years, I think, in January. And we only started doing this about a year and a half ago. And then I can teach you more and more of the pieces of why this matters and how it's connected with building a company, building our lives, building that empowering story, building our worlds in the way that we want. And there's another piece of it. I can close the door and I'm here, and I get to create, shape my life and my company the way I want to. And it's like it's a metaphor. I'm closing the door on all that other stuff. Doesn't matter, the whirlwind. Thank you. Love it, Tracy. Beautiful. All right. Anything else bursting to be said, without which we can't go forward?
I will share.
Thank you, Steve.
So I have a regular meditation practice that I do in the morning when I first get up.
Fantastic. But, great thing. Great. Beautiful thing to do.
But despite the fact that the meditation teacher in my app encourages me to, you know, take a moment during the day to, you know, remember what it felt like. As I finished my meditation, I have to say, I don't think I've ever done that. And so it was really refreshing to do that in the middle of the day. So thank you for that.
You're so very welcome. And I love that. And Steve, how long have you been practicing that meditation in the morning? Just curious.
I'm not doing it absolutely every day, but I would say 18 months.
So for 18 months. And I love that, because sometimes we have this idea, and wouldn't that be a nice idea? And the meditation instructor passing on there all the time. And then here's the enactment of it and actually doing it. And that's the thing that moves the needle. And so thank you for that. And this is why I started bringing in Shavasana into almost every class that we do, because I'm like, it's much easier to start to incorporate it, and you'll start to hear the benefits, like why we do that week by week. So thank you for that. I love that. So where I want to go now is I saw many of you yesterday, because we had a special orientation call just for those who've just leapt into our community. And some of you who are at Story Freedom will know, some of you who are not at Story Freedom may or may not have heard. We have six amazing new members of our community who all leapt in at Story Freedom. And each one of these souls. I mean, if you've been around even a day in our community, or some of you have been around 2 days, 10 days, a year, multiple years, you know that the people who come to this community are incredible human beings. They just are. It's just the way it works. And so what I want to do is I want to take a couple minutes just at the beginning of our call to welcome Steve and Tracy and Teresa and Lindsay and Angela and Wendy. Welcome. And I want to just give, and for all those, either you're, you know, listening in the recording or you're here live. And one of the things that we have often done to welcome people is just say like a giant welcome, just a giant like, yay, hooray, we're so glad you're here. You can do it for yourself. You can do it for the others who have joined. You can do it for the new members, for those who've been around. So on the count of three, and remember that how you do anything is how you do everything. All right, so what are you bringing to this moment? On the count of three, your biggest, juiciest welcome to yourself and to others, and to those who have just joined our community. Are you ready? And yeah, don't forget, everybody's, I see people flipping off their mute button. That would be great. You can mute yourselves all afterwards. Here we go. One, two, three. Welcome, everybody. Oh, yay. So glad you joined us. From one or two people, whether you were just welcoming or you were welcoming yourself and others, how'd that feel? Because I'm like, can you see everybody's face just beaming? That's so cool. Let's hear it in just a sentence from one or two of you. How'd that feel? I see you reaching, Lindsay, so I'm going to ask you, because I saw you just beaming. You're in my upper left corner, upper right corner there. I was just like grinning ear to ear.
Yeah, so one of the other programs that I'm in, like, it teaches us that if you feel like you need a nap, take a nap. And Beth and I just came back from lunch, and I was feeling really sleepy. And so that, like, gave me a fresh burst of energy where I'm like, okay, now I'm, like, excited. Like, I literally felt my eyes open when we all, like, got up to say welcome, because I knew that I wanted to have that energy that I'm known for. And so it kind of like breathed new life into me to get me excited for the call.
I love it. Thanks so much. And our call next time, we're going to be doing, going through a really important practice. And I'm going to give you a spoiler. The very first step is we always got to gather the energy first. And otherwise, and part of this comes from my yoga background. Part of it comes from my story background. Part of it comes from spending time at the university. There's all this stuff that can be head knowledge. If our bodies aren't engaged, if the rest of us isn't there, who cares? Doesn't move anything. And the framework can help. I'm not dissing something, a different kind of framework. We're going to do one today that can shift our worlds. But if it's just an idea, if it's just theoretical, who cares? I'm interested in how does that get into our bodies. So thank you for that, Lindsay. I love that. It's like, oh, now I'm here. And thank you, Lindsay, got that. So let me just check and see. Actually, I'm just going to mute all the lines. So I'm just going to mute everybody again. All right. So, and yeah, if you can always make sure that you remute your line if we've unmuted, so just so that there's a really nice, clear recording and that everybody can hear and in the recording afterwards. So, and always let me know. Sometimes once I started a call in Shavasana, and I've only done this once ever, but I didn't have my headphones plugged in properly and nobody could really hear me. And some people said, Michelle, that was the best Shavasana you ever taught. It was so silent. Always just let me know, right? Let me know if something's going on. You can't hear, probably others can't hear, whatever it is, right? Thanks for that. And what I want to do, the next piece I want to do, it's really fabulous. We did this at Story Freedom. We did a bit of it yesterday on the orientation call. For some of you, it's like, oh, Michelle, already been there, already done that. I'm like, can we just do something else, please? Right? But others haven't heard it. And each time it's different. Each time it's new. We don't step into the same river twice. So from those who have leapt in, knowing what that leaping energy feels like is important for all of us, because we want someone to leap into